Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Raycon starts at about half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as good. For a limited time, you can unlock up to 20% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And welcome back to the Skim Show. Yeah, that's right. A husband and wife who got a thing to record their voices to say words on.
Come on. It's a show about
nothing.
Us.
Oh.
Wow. It's not Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is our new, is our current let's go to sleep thing in the background.
We've seen it so many times that we don't have to pay attention to.
No, I know, but is that good or bad?
I put a timer.
Did you?
I always put a timer every night to make sure that it turns off after we fall asleep.
Right.
But I like having a little noise, and I turn it down really low, and
do you think
I don't know, just having something on.
Do you think it's good for us, though, to have?
No. No. They tell you to 30 minutes to an hour before going to bed, you should turn all the electronics off and actually have a wind down.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to do that for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah, I think you got messed up with it. You used to be pretty good at it.
I used to be.
The pandemic messed you up.
I get too many things in my head at night. Too many things swirl around going, well, should I worry about that? I don't know about that, too. And, oh, I got to get that done tomorrow. And
well, Kim, the good news is,
with a little bit of noise, it's good.
The good news is the pandemic's over. It's gone. You don't have to think about it anymore. There's
whatever.
No residual issues. There's no new strains popping up. Everyone got vaccinated.
Who are you listening to?
A fantasy world I don't exist in.
In a fantasy world that is not existent.
Speaking of fantasy world, so all during October, Kim Johnson Soans over here. I gave a lot of information out about you just now.
Soans is not my last name.
Yeah, well, it used to be.
It used to be.
It's your maiden name.
I know, but you said Kim Johnson Soans.
Oh, sorry. Kim Soans Johnson. Soans with, like Jones with an S. Did not decorate at all for Halloween.
I didn't. I had all the
you
stuff
never
out.
Had the. You never had the, what was it? Why?
The oomph to do it. I don't know. I just didn't feel like it. It didn't actually, for 2 months it sat here, the bins of Halloween decorations, which I have a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually decorate
usually
the house
do
pretty
it.
Well. And I just never could get into the holiday season of decorating
mood.
For Halloween.
Yeah, which is funny because on Halloween, we definitely did Halloween, in fact, more than usual. Kim had a full
costume.
What was it called? A plague doctor costume. You weren't trying to make like a pandemic joke with that, were you?
I was.
Oh, you were? Oh, I thought it was just a happy accident. I'm not saying it's bad.
No, it was on purpose.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought it was ironic.
that we're in a plague and I decided to be plague doctor.
No, I just thought you found a good deal and went, oh, hey, let's get that.
Oh, no, I was looking specifically for that mask.
Was it cathartic for you?
It was.
Yeah?
Except it was a little hot.
It was hot and gross in there?
It was just hot to leave it on all night. So after a while, I took it off, and that was that. But it was fun to have it on for a while. I did freak Van out a little bit when he first saw me. He just looked at me. He stopped on the stairs coming upstairs and just went, "Nana?"
He did ask, right?
It was so cute.
It was cute. He asked if it was you.
"Nana?"
He's a funny kid.
He was not happy about the mask.
Well, I usually kind of get grumpy on Halloween and don't dress up, but I did this time. I think
that's because Van was here. It's just really fun with kids.
Yeah, I think that was
And when your kids get older and even teenagers and they don't want to dress up, you kind of takes a little away from it, and you kind of hope to see all the kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and I was a character.
So that makes it fun. So this year we had Van around, which was really fun because he's so little. And
I dressed up in a costume he would never recognize or understand. He'll never see MASH.
He'll watch MASH when he's older.
Will he?
Probably. I don't know. His generation really got into it.
I mean, that would be like me getting into something in the 50s.
Yeah, but your kids got really into MASH. Most people didn't their age. It just depends on what you're exposed to and how they choose to spend their time at
night. Well, I hope he gets a chance to see MASH. So he'll go, "Oh, that's what Pops was doing that day."
That's why. He was Hawkeye.
I was sort of Hawkeye. I think I was more like Hawkeye and BJ, the other one, before him.
Mixed if they had a baby.
What was his name? Trapper John. I was like Trapper and Hawkeye together.
Yeah.
Kind of a combo. Because I don't look anything like Alan Alda at all.
My dad does.
Your dad could do
really
it.
Which is weird.
No, your dad could do it. He could be a very old Alan Alda. Anyway, so that was cool. But then you turn around, you go right after Halloween, and I'm thinking, oh, she's just not in the mood for holiday dress the house up.
Nope, November 1st.
November 1st, we have all our Christmas shit up.
It's
not all of it.
Really fun, though.
We have a tree upstairs, main tree, all done. You have lights outside in the front of the house with a bunch of wreaths and berries and whatever.
Yeah.
And then the kitchen, all the cabinets have the stuff on them. Like you went
put wreaths on all the cabinets.
The opposite of what you did for Halloween, you're doing for Christmas, and we're barely into the month. It's the 5th.
It's not even the month. It's a month ahead.
Yeah.
So but it is a lot of stuff, and I feel like in order to really appreciate it, which I love Christmas.
Yeah.
I want it up for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the music going yet. I haven't started my Hallmark movies yet. But
no, that's
all the decorations
coming,
are up. I do have a tree to put up downstairs. I might do.
I can feel that Hallmark thing coming. I can feel it. I really can. I know when it's coming and when it does.
I pulled out the blanket that someone sent me. I pulled out the socks that someone sent me.
You're going to wear those while you watch
your thing? Yeah, of course. Because I really think that's fun that people thought of me and sent fun things that I will use for watching the movie.
But your little Hallmark zone has gotten disrupted because we had a problem with the couch we got. So we have new replacements coming, but they're two and a half weeks away.
Yeah, it was a 3-week wait.
So right now that room is empty, has no couches in it, and that's usually where you like to hunker.
I know. I'll have to come downstairs and hunker down with the big TV.
Yeah,
that's
Xbox.
That's all right. That's all right.
Does my Xbox really want to be watching Christmas freaking
if
Hallmark
it tells
channel.
You any different, you let me know.
I just feel like my Series X is going to cry out in shame.
If it does,
hurry and play Halo or something so I remember who I am.
If it actually comes out and tells you anything, sends you a note that says, "Stop doing this to me," then I will stop watching
it. Right,
but until then.
Fair enough. When does the music start?
December 1st.
Okay.
Or
so you're not that crazy.
Like,
December's the month
for
the music.
Thanksgiving weekend,
okay.
Yeah. That's
are we doing that here, or are we doing that somewhere else?
What, Thanksgiving?
Yeah. It's my sister's.
Well.
Can we just do it there?
It's on the 14th.
Oh, it's because everyone's out of town.
People are out of town for the holiday, and we don't have Taylor and Dylan this year for Thanksgiving Day.
Why?
It's always at his dad. Like, it's every other year kind of thing.
So we have Nick and Bree up, and
I don't even know if we'll have them. They may go to
her
families, too.
So it might be us and Carter.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound so bad.
I know. It sounds like fun.
It does sound like
we'll
fun.
We'll have like crab legs and shrimp.
Yeah, and steak. Can we go all weird like
no
that?
No turkey. Because it's just two of us eating a whole turkey is ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I love turkey, but we don't have to have it.
Checking
your messages while we're doing a show? Kim Johnson.
Me.
Oh.
Making sure.
Kim Soans Johnson.
Stop it.
Well, all right. So, no. Okay, the rule is no music till the 1st of December-ish.
Well, Thanksgiving weekend, we usually start that because that's when I start to like bake and do all the fun Christmassy things.
Are you doing any of that bullcrap Friday?
Bullcrap Friday? Wow.
Bullcrap Friday?
No.
Okay.
We usually try to go to breakfast if the kids are available.
Yeah. You used to do it with your nieces when they were younger.
Nieces and nephews, yeah. Even sometimes friends that we would all meet up. And
mm-hmm. It was fun. You guys go to One Man Band. Remember that place?
Yep.
It's a greasy breakfast place called One Man Band.
It wasn't that greasy. It was really good.
I mean, it was like a diner.
It was a one guy
I
running
liked
a
it.
Diner.
It was I liked pretty cool. It. I think it was cool, but that's where you guys would go. And you guys would go at like 4 o'clock in the morning because it was never about the deals. It was never about the deals. It was about the experience of just going together and doing a fun thing.
At 3 or 4 in the morning, we would go get hot chocolate on the way. We would go to a couple of stores and then we'd go to breakfast. And it was so much fun. Everyone was so tired.
Guess what I did?
Slept.
Not that. Anything but that.
It's always on Friday. Now you have, what, the instance on Friday?
Yeah. Now I just do shows and, you know, boring things. But
I've already, you're going to laugh, but I'm kind of done buying all my Christmas presents.
I won't laugh.
Okay.
I try not to pay attention to it because I don't want to know about it. I want to know what anything costs. I don't want to know. And I know you're frugal
Scott's
and I know you're careful.
Stuck in this little bubble of what he thinks things cost.
Yeah. I think that gas should still be $2 a gallon or
and
less.
It's not.
I think that, what's the other thing that surprised me the other day?
Was it a pair of shoes?
Oh, yeah, shoes. These Chuck Taylors Carter got. They've got a big sole on them. They're like more like active-y kind of shoes. You could wear them to play basketball or something.
You probably could. They're really chunky and.
But they're still just Converse All Stars.
They give her a couple inches, which is kind of crazy.
Which is weird, but she paid 150 something bucks for those.
It was like 120. That's what they cost.
Okay, 120 bucks.
And Scott's like, Converse? I used to wear those when I was in junior high school.
Yeah, and they were like
$20.
Bucks.
These
like,
are
yeah,
not the same
inflation.
Shoe.
Inflation.
First of all, it's not the same shoe as those. Those same shoes are. Definitely more than $20, but they're not $120.
But I could go get, right now, online, I could go get a pair of Nikes or a Reeboks for about 50, 60 bucks that are just good utility run shoes. Let's go.
Yeah,
but they're not fancy. They don't have
the
Jordan on them.
Ones.
Yeah, okay. Well, then that's different. We were paying 100, 150 bucks for shoes in high school. So.
Oh, my gosh. You remember the British Knights?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
Do you remember the...
Do you remember the Air Jordans?
The Air Jordans.
Yeah.
But the what were the jeans? The Z Cavarici,
which are shit now. Nobody wants those now. No, they all want them now.
They want
them now.
Back. Yeah, they're vintage now.
Quit messing with my decade. You're ruining it, everybody. All right, I want to do a quick mention of our friends over at Raycon. There's this little bulge in my pants here, honey. Look.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm pulling it out. Right here. Look. This is a little case. You can hear it. Inside there are two sweet little blue earbuds I put in my head from Raycon. These are the everydays, and I love them. And literally, they are in my pants every day. It's all sounding bad. I don't mean it to. I really love these guys. I mean, legit, love them. Seamless Bluetooth pairing. That's a big part of it. And, of course, you know, comfortable. Noise reduction, all that stuff. In fact, maybe you don't like how noise reducing these are.
You don't hear me a lot of the time.
Well, guess what? The new models... have a way for you. It's basically a mode that says, hey, I need to be able to
hear things going on around me.
Yeah, if I hear a gunshot or you talking or whatever, they support that even on the everyday pair.
That's good for bike riding and walking in the neighborhood, though, too.
That's right. So whether you're, you know, maybe you're winding down or maybe you're winding up, maybe you're jogging, maybe you're a passenger in a car and you just feel like chilling out while Kim drives to Vegas. I do that. Kim won't let me drive.
I'm saying if you're walking outside, though, you need that little... thing that tells you that you can still hear things going on around you. So no one runs over you while you're jogging, you know, with a bike.
That's right. Well, that's why Raycon are my go-to audio on the go earbuds. And we're teaming up with them for the show for a limited time so that you can unlock up to 20% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/skim. And the things I like about it, like I mentioned earlier, seamless Bluetooth pairing. They're comfortable. They have a noise isolating fit. And, they work right away. The amount of time they stay charged, I can't remember. I don't think they've ever run out for me.
Oh,
I've never had it go, boop, your batteries are low.
Is that what they do?
They do. And when they put them on, here, I'll tell you what they say. I'm going to put it on real quick. It says Raycon power on. Isn't that cool?
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, the peer mode is what I was talking about, or one of the modes. Peer mode is for podcast listening, blues, instrumental. You got balance mode for... you know, podcast, but also heavy rock, that sort of stuff, metal, bass mode for hip hop, EDM, reggae. We like EDM.
I like EDM.
It's our favorite. Anyway, they're amazing, and they give you 8 hours of playtime, 32-hour battery life overall. So they can just sit in this thing for a long time if you need to go somewhere.
Fantastic.
And they charge really fast, which I also like. For work, for play, on the go, whatever it is, pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/skim, S-K-I-M. All right. Back to life, back to reality here. We want to do some emails?
Yeah, let's do it.
I have some short ones this week. Only got three. So more emails, please, everybody. We'd love to get your emails. We'd love to hear from you during these holiday season times. Right?
Yeah.
While or is it this holiday season?
This holiday season. Yeah.
Trying to have a good attitude this year because last year was weird.
It was hard to have a good attitude.
Yeah, and I want to have a real good one this year. I want to enjoy this. The boy will be around. He's old enough to kind of get it.
It'll be fun for him.
This idea with Thanksgiving with Carter sounds awesome, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why, absolutely. Even though we all live together here, it sounds great. So anyway, here's an email. Mike wrote in. This is skimshow@gmail.com is the email address. Hello. One of my friends recently moved to Beaver, Utah. Do you have any restaurant recommendations for him to try in that area? Thanks, Mike. None.
Well, only because we only drive through Beaver to get to Vegas.
I'm sure Beaver's got something. They used to have a liquor store called the Beaver Liquor Store. I'm not kidding. They changed it. They had to change it.
We haven't actually been to Beaver. We've only driven through on the freeway, stopped maybe for gas or, you know, stuff on the side of the road there.
We got stranded there once. Or was that Fillmore?
It was Beaver.
Beaver. Yeah, we got stranded in the snow. We had to pull over on the way home from Vegas in April.
But we were literally at a hotel off the freeway, and then I think it was attached to a Burger King.
It was. That's what we had for dinner. The kids...
So other than that,
ball,
I don't know. Sorry.
But it was a bad night because I had to pee in the car because I had to pee so bad and it was snowing. And then you had to pee.
Yep.
And then that truck driver pulled up next to us and could kind of look down and see us peeing.
That was loads of fun.
And the kids are in the back seat, all three of them laughing and having a great time.
But they also had pillows over their head. They're like, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
They were so embarrassed.
They were all teenagers.
Well, Taylor was. Carter was just finishing junior high. Nick was, 2013? He'd have been 13?
Yeah, he was 13.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Anyway, the point is, and we also got the last room there. They were really nice there. And I always like when we have to stop in Beaver. It's nice. Seems like a nice place. A nice, quiet town.
But we've never been in the town.
We've never been in town of Beaver, so I couldn't tell you, unfortunately. The Burger King was fine.
Good luck, though.
Yeah. There used to also be, so there's another town right before it called Fillmore. And there's an exit that will get you to both Fillmore and Beaver. And the sign used to say, Fillmore Beaver.
Yep. I remember.
They had to get rid of that.
Yes.
Like Beaver Liquor Store. Anyway.
It's probably still there.
It is. Here's one from Bread. That's the name.
Okay.
Bread. Hi, Scott and Kim. We are thinking of going to Mexico. What did you think of it after your trip a few years ago?
I loved Cancun.
I liked it a lot, yeah.
But a lot of it had to do... We didn't go anywhere.
No, we mainly stayed at the resort.
From the airport to the resort, back to the airport.
We did walk around the town there a little bit.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah, that was skeezy. Something was weird there.
It felt weird.
Yeah, it felt like we
and
might
die. And that's fine. That's how I feel about Mexico, kind of. After going on a cruise to Mexico, I was like, maybe I should stay on the ship.
Yeah.
But Cancun was a lot of fun. The resort was fun.
What's wrong with Kim and she doesn't like the Mexican people? That's not what we're saying.
That's not it at all.
We're saying that it felt like predatory toward tourists.
Because we were all tourists there.
Yeah, it felt weird. Something was weird. I couldn't put my finger on it, but the resort was great. Yeah. The food was okay. I won't say it was great.
Fine.
It was fine. Them bringing you drinks over and over is great, but we don't drink, so it was all like sugary drinks and stuff, except for that one they gave me. Oops. What else was cool? We liked the weather, of course. I sunburned without even being in the sun, so that was cool.
You did sunburn in the shade.
In the shade, I sunburned.
So take your sunscreen.
Because you're right there by the equator and all that. I mean, it was cool. It's not like a thing I'm chomping at the bit to do again, partly because we did it. Like, if we were going to do it again, I'd want to go to Alaska or a cruise or Europe or something.
Go there for different reasons. I mean, like, if I went to Cabo, when I went to Cabo with my sister,
yeah,
absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. Beautiful white beaches. The little glass bottom boat was really fun to go on a little excursion and see all the fish and everything. I think it depends on where you're going in Mexico.
What if you were in that boat with a glass bottom and a body floated by? What would you do?
Oh, my God.
What would you do?
I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't.
You'd be like,
out.
Oh, that's Hector who at the airport gave me a deal on, you know what I mean? Like, what would it be?
I think that could happen anywhere.
This is a TV show I'm looking forward to watching.
But I think you'll have fun if you're going to relax and chill out. That's what we went for, and it was fantastic for that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed
books,
our time.
We sat on the beach. We watched people play volleyball. We sat by the pool. That was so fun.
Everybody drinks a lot there.
Yeah.
So in some ways, that's why that trip doesn't appeal to me, because I know that's what a lot of people go for, is to drink.
Yeah, and it was spring
just
break
not my
when
jam.
We went.
Yeah, spring break. A lot of idiots. A lot of dumb kids.
College kids, yeah.
That's fine, though.
But whatever. I think that's everywhere, too.
Yeah. It was fun. We had a good time. Here's Jill and Peter from Nevada. NV, Nevada, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else would that be? New Vermont? Do you guys babysit a lot? How do you not get all the kid viruses? We watch Van quite a bit, but Van is too young to be in school.
Taylor's really careful with him, too.
Yeah, and she, you know, he's bathed regularly and is not like a kid wearing the same diaper for 12 hours and stuff like that. Like, they take really good care of him that way. But also, he's mostly with his mom. And while she is out doing photo shoots here and there, she's very careful at those just for COVID. So, and he's too young to get vaccinated. So, we've all been careful with Van because we don't, you know, we'd hate for him to ever get super sick or something.
But also,
he's had a couple of colds here and there.
Only been sick a couple of times. And when he is, he stays home.
Yeah, he stays
home. And Taylor's very particular.
She's very, very particular. Not overly, not, you know, helicoptery parent, but she's just smart about it. You know, once in a while, we'll watch, you know, if we have to watch some other kids, it may be not as clean. I don't want to say any names, but, you know, if we have an opportunity to help somebody, we always try to.
Other people's kids, yeah.
Right. And you can't control that. Who knows where they've been? For all
There's
I know,
there's a lot
they've
of hand washing and sanitizing and just being careful.
Yeah.
That keeps us from getting too sick.
I haven't had any illness of any kind since 2019.
Yeah, it's kind of stressful whenever you're like, we've been so careful that we haven't even gotten colds.
Yeah. So has my
flu?
Immune system weakened to
I
the point
know.
I haven't been building it up, so now I'm just going to walk into a Walmart and immediately die? What's going to happen? But we also get our flu shots and we got our vaccine.
We do a lot of drive-up grocery stuff. Like we don't go into Walmart. We get Walmart delivered to our car, like a drive-up thing. So that makes it a little bit easier.
I really believe that a lot of those changes that happened post-pandemic, like stores offering that option mm-hmm. and drive-ups for groceries for all that, I think those are services that are going to stick around regardless. And I like that. Those things are just convenient.
Yeah, you can go to the store if you feel like it, or you feel like, oh, it's a Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. There's not a lot of people here. Mm-hmm. But on a Saturday, mm-hmm. you wouldn't catch me in a really busy, crazy store.
No, F that.
Because it's just too many people around, and it's still too crazy.
Yeah.
I miss being able to go to the mall for the Christmas season and walk around and
like
listen to the music and have all the smells of cinnamon everywhere. I loved it.
We might do one of those on a non-busy Sunday or something. Because I do like that.
On a non-busy day.
I like a mall. Is
I
that
do
bad?
Too. No, there's like nothing wrong with that. But we're just really careful. I think that's why you haven't been sick.
Well, thank you, Jill and Peter in Nevada. If you have a question, thought, or comment like they did, send those emails to skimshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Quick foodie discussion here. Kim made pickled daikon out of a giant phallic symbol of a daikon. You guys got this
root. All the daikon look weird.
This one came from the Asian market, and it was gigantic. I mean, I don't know what to compare this to. Do we know how many other food that big? It was this big. Well, no one can see. But it was this giant thing, and it was like $1.50 or something.
Yeah.
Because the Asian market's awesome and doesn't charge you up the bum for things.
Well, because it's not for them, it's not a specialty food.
That's true.
It's a normal Asian food.
It's a normal food.
Yeah.
And of course, we
don't
know.
We like to pickle daikon and carrots together in little cubes.
Pickled daikon.
For our rice bowls and stuff. Oh, so good.
Very good. So we had some of that this morning. That was very good. You went to a coffee shop today you really liked? Do you want to mention where
it's
that was?
It was a little trailer.
Yeah. And they had pancakes and stuff?
No. Different place.
Okay.
This was called, it was in Riverton, and it's called Black Candy Coffee Company.
Black Candy.
Yes. It was this cute little black trailer, and they had amazing drinks and stuff. They had lattes, and they had hot chocolates, and they had
all everything. That stuff.
Every kind of drink.
And where, this was in Draper?
No, it was in Riverton.
Riverton. So if you're out in the Riverton, Draper area, South Jordan, that kind of zone, sounds like a cool place to check out.
They said they move it for events sometimes, but it's usually in the same spot in Riverton. And it was so cool. It was the cutest little thing run by these cute little ladies that said that they are there a lot, and it's a cute little trailer.
Do we talk about that Girardelli's? What's it called?
Girardelli's?
No, the French pastry place that's also got...
Oh, Gourmandise.
Gourmandise. If you haven't been... If you're in Salt Lake, either downtown or out here, because there's one out here. Isn't there a third one?
There's one in Salt Lake and Draper that we've been to. I don't know where...
There might be a third one. They're not anywhere else in the country, though. These are locals things. Mm-hmm. It's a French bakery, but also bistro, food, you know, all that.
Oh, so good.
Unbelievable good. Like, you have to go to... What is it called again?
Gourmandise.
Gourmandise. I can't remember the damn
Gourmet.
Name.
Gourmandise.
Gourmandise. Gourmandise. anyway, and then I got a quick Carl's Jr. story to tell you.
Oh, no. What?
I haven't eaten Carl's Jr. since 1998 when I got a salad that had a dirt clod in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And the worst part was it was a little brown dirt clod that if you tapped it with a fork, it opened up and like magic sand, it was all dry inside, only wet on the outside.
Oh, I think I'm going to lose my mind.
I know, it was so bad. And Kim doesn't even like me talking about it. I got it in the salad and I went, you know what? I'm not eating here ever again. I'm never eating at Carl's Jr. again, which I guess in some parts of the country is Hardee's. They used to be Hardee's here, then Carl's Jr. merged, and I don't know who owns what now, but it's all Carl's Jr. here now. The other night, so how many years is that? 25 years ago?
Yeah.
I haven't touched them, gone near them. Every time I pass one, don't even think about them. I'm just like, whatever's out here, it's not them. They're a blind spot for me. The other night, I'm like, you know what? They had to have gotten better by now. 25 years, that's a long time to like get your poop together. So let's go by, and we did. And I have to say, their Angus burger, just their basic burger they sell, was really good. And it made me get another one last night.
Yeah, you are funny.
I don't know what happened.
Well...
It's not a salad.
I think they have to get better. Everything has to get better over time, or else it wouldn't be around still.
Although they didn't remember to take the cheese off, like I told them, but that's a person problem. Well, so is a dirt clod, right?
It's a personal problem.
It's all... I'm sure there are people who frequent Carl's Jr. all the time and are fine with them, but I had a real... We had a real issue 25 years ago. Now we're good.
I can't put my teeth together.
Wait, that can't be 25 years.
After I talk about...
Is that 25 years?
Yeah.
Hold on, 98 to 2008 is 10 years. 2008 to 2018 is 20. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, okay. 25 years.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't.
The idea of sand and food?
Mm-mm. Nobody wants to talk about sand in their food.
It makes me not be able to put my teeth together even while talking.
All I have to tell Kim, if we're eating anything, is to sit there and all I have to do is go, sand. And she goes, and you see her jaw physically open a bit and never close. She can't
the
do
idea,
it.
I grew up near a beach. I think that must have something to do with it.
Yeah. You probably had some bad kid experiences. I had that
sand
time.
Sand in my mouth just that one time.
Lake Powell, I had a guy when we were on a family trip. The guy in Lake Powell took a bunch of sand with his hand and threw it in my face while my mouth was open.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was breathing in. And I ended up just.
Inhaled
it. Took
it.
Me a month to not have sand in something. Yeah.
Did you punch the guy in the face?
No, I remember he was a lot older and I was a little weenie kid and I didn't do anything.
Still.
I know. It was bad. Eggshells, how do you stand on that?
Do you know who it was?
Because
I could punch him in the face.
I think he may be dead.
Oh, God. Never mind.
I think he was an older guy at the time, 30s or something. He was like,
Throwing stuff at little kids?
My mom would know. I'd have to ask her who they were.
I
blocked
didn't know
it out.
What happened.
Oh, she knew because she spent like an hour trying to help me breathe. Like I couldn't breathe. I had like sand all up in my lungs. It was in my lungs.
Did your dad punch the guy in the face?
I don't know what happened. He was out on the boat, I think.
Ew. I hate people that do things like that to kids and just like terrorize children.
I could
children.
Never do that to a kid.
No.
I feel so bad.
Ugh.
Kids are the best. I love kids.
Kids are a lot of fun.
Wish there are more kids around. That's
our
a
kids
weird.
Are old now.
I know, but that's like our way of saying, "When are you gonna make me some grandchildren?"
Stop.
Right? Is that us? Are we that now?
No.
All
no,
right.
We're not.
That's it for the show. Big thanks, everybody, for listening. And if you want to support us, you know, always support our sponsors if you can. If you want to do that, and in addition to that, help us out on our Patreon for Frog Pants. That'd be cool. Patreon.com/frogpants. That's kind of the general kind of all-encompassing thing. If a show doesn't have a specific Patreon, then that's the one you go to kind of cover all the things you like. So feel free. That'd be nice. Our website is frogpants.com/skim. And as always, leave us those emails, skimshow@gmail.com. Kim, is there anything else that you'd like to tell the people at home before we go?
I'm going to start planning for the holiday food. Oh, so by next week when we talk, yeah. I will have some fun recipes I've been working on.
Guaranteed for the month of November, a show every day, or every day, every week of the month of November, there will be a Skim show.
Yes.
That is 100% going to happen.
Last week?
Well, no, this is, last week didn't include any November, did it? Well, not really. Friday or Sunday was the 31st. That doesn't count.
That was a week.
Wait, what? Is that right?
No, I'm.
You're wrong this time.
I'm wrong.
Oh, that's a shame.
Every week in the month of November. And I will find some fun recipes because I've been looking at a lot of them.
Sweet. I like it. So have a great November week. And next week we'll talk to you again, okay? Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.